Morning, everyone. It is November 2nd, 2021. There is a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You would all join me and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, bringing this on to item number three, which is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for November 2nd, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding to the approval of today's agenda? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's agenda?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman? It's good to be. All right, would you entertain a motion, please?
For the record, Commissioner Mitchell, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number four, this is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for September 21, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding the minutes?
Oh, sure, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Yes, sir.
All right, would you entertain a motion?
I move to approve the minutes for the September 21st, 2021 meeting as presented.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number five, which is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. We'll call on you, or you can use star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, anything regarding today's consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No.
Would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to public comments. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on the agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. With all that said, is there any public comment today? Giving it just a minute here for folks online if they decide they want to chime in. Not seeing any public comment. It's going to bring us on to item number seven. This is for discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. We're going to start off with committee and staff reports. And as we always do, Sheriff's Office is first.
Nothing at this time.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the fire department. Chief Onkar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Other than what I've already listed on the agenda, the only other update I have is that this coming week, we'll be assisting the residents in the Virginia City Highlands, Virginia City, as well as Gold Hill, in any of the storm damage tree removal. So if anyone has any busted limbs that come down from that heavy, wet snowstorm, please call down to our admin offices, get your address put on a list. And if you can get the limbs out to the street side, we'll be through next week to pick them all up. If you need assistance, please call and let us know, and we'll help out any way we can. And I'll take any questions, or if not, that's all I have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, thanks.
All right, thanks again, Chief. Appreciate that update.
Thank you.
Moving right along to Public Works, Jason Wurzbicki.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Not much to report today. Just still dealing with cleanup from the storm a week ago Monday. That's about all I have for today, other than an agenda item later on.
Sounds good, Jason. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thanks.
All right. Moving on to Project Coordinator, Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northan, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just a quick item for the board today. We received bids for the courthouse pavers reset and leveling project, and we did get a single responsive bid. This came from Spanish Springs Construction. Their bid amount is $73,444, which was a little bit lower than I had estimated, so that's good news. I will have a full staff report and staff recommendations for the board at your next meeting, I think on the 16th. And that's all I have today, sir.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Mike?
No, sir. Thank you.
No, sir?
No.
All right. We're going to mix it up due to a scheduling conflict. I'm going to move on to community development. Pete Renaud.
Good morning, commissioners. I've got one item. I'm happy to announce that Chris Hannum has his 1 year anniversary in October and has now been promoted to building inspector one. He passed his commercial ICC cert 2 weeks ago. And also Krista Kenyon, she's now a certified permit tech. She passed her ICC certification course also. And that's all I have for today.
Great. Thank you for that, Pete. And congratulations to both those folks for furthering their education.
I'll pass on.
Commissioner Gilman, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Pete?
No, thank you.
Vice Chair?
No.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Pete. Moving on to communications, Becky Parsons.
Morning, Becky Parsons for the record. I don't have anything except for our new hire starts on November 15th. She's got 16 years experience, so I'm looking forward to having her start with us.
Great. Thank you for that, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to emergency management, Laura Mather. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Austin will be handling Laura's update today. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Laura Mather has the following she wanted to relay to the board regarding COVID-19 and testing and other matters. So this week, the update on COVID-19 numbers for Story County are 3 new cases, new recoveries are 2, and there was 1 additional death last week. And this is from the period of October 21 to October 27. There are 19 vaccination clinics in Story County have occurred, and December 2nd at 3 to 4:30 will be another vaccine clinic, and December 23rd from 3 to 4:30 will be a vaccination clinic, and those will both occur at the Story County Senior Center in Virginia City. The next thing is COVID-19 testing. At this time, Carson City Health and Human Services is going to end the COVID-19 testing clinics at the end of November. Testing will still be available in doctor's offices, pharmacies, and clinics. That status could change if COVID numbers start to work their way back up. But at this point, Carson City Health and Human Services finds it appropriate to no longer do those testing clinics. At this point, last is the community. Just she wants to remind everyone in our communities that they project grant application deadline is November 5th. This is the grant that each community and citizens in our county have to propose projects in their community that they think are important. They can fill out the grant application and then a committee would review it and ultimately bring it to this board. And for example, in Lockwood, there's some discussion down there that those people would like to see a dog park. That is being looked at right now as they are applying for that as a part of an annual grant application process. And that is all that Laura has for community relations and emergency management.
All right. I'll save questions for when she's here. Thank you for that, Austin. Moving on to community relations, Honey Tapley.
She's also training.
Oh, so Honey is in training today. How about the VCTC, Denny Dotson?
Good morning, Commissioners. Danny Dotson for the record. Really just starting to, hit the final stretch on event weekends. We've continued to see good visitation over this last weekend with the Haunttober activities was very popular in town. And then we got a Veterans Day parade, which from what I'm hearing, we could be one of the only parades in the region. So it could be pretty well attended. So other than that, we'll be working on later in the month on a lot of planning and workshops and public forums, if you will, for input before we plan next year's activities and our marketing plan. So that's all I've got.
Sounds good, Denny. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Denny?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Thanks.
All right. Moving on to water and sewer. I see Mike Nevin on there today.
Good morning, Commissioners. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Mike.
Very good. For the record, again, Mike Nevin. Updates regarding the two projects. Basically, the Hillside Tank project is pretty much complete. We're just awaiting some paperwork completions regarding final payment to the contractor. They require, USDA requires some conditional lien releases as part of the package before they'll go ahead and let the county make the final payment to the contractor. And basically the final payment is only the retainage amount left from the contract from the beginning. So that stuff should hopefully wrap up before the end of this month. I don't see any reason why it would not. So that'll wrap up that project as well. Now, Gold Hill, all the electrical work has finally been completed. The interior painting of the structural steel required to be painted has been completed. The louvers have been installed. However, we have an issue with the installation of those. Some directions were not properly followed. And as a follow-up to that, we'll be meeting myself and Jason with the contractor and the engineer on site later this week to see what the resolve is going to be. And the other outstanding issue down there, the painting contractor decided that the exterior roll-up portion of the door needed to be primed. And there was some miscommunication there. Anyway, they did some cleanup. We're still not satisfied that that door should pass muster. So we're going to discuss that as well with the contractor this week. It's our feeling that that roll-up door will probably have to be replaced, but we don't have any firm answer yet. So we're looking to work that out. On the other good news regarding that project, we're back in the black now. We were a little bit upside down, but we were able to save about $5,000 in some payment costs. And then regarding Far West contract on inspections and contract management, it appears that we'll have some additional savings of about $11,500. So that'll give us just roughly around $16,000 or a little bit over. And it's my hopes that we can possibly put that towards some SCADA upgrade to the facility. So it'll give the operators some computer contact with what's going on at the plant down there. And we are happy to report that the plant actually has been running super. We've had it up and operational now for a month. We're going through the process to make sure that we have the NDEP on board, get their final blessings. Some sampling required has been submitted to the lab, and then they'll do an inspection of the facility. So, it's our hopes that that project hopefully two may wrap up by the end of this month, but we'll see after our meeting later this week with SNC on a couple of the small issues that I had made mention of. And that concludes my report, unless anybody got a question.
Thanks for that report, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Mike?
No question. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Mike.
You're welcome.
Moving right along, I don't see Jana with us today. So we will jump on to the reporter's office. Marnie Hanson-Martinez, you have anything?
I don't have anything today.
All right. Moving along to the IT department, James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Just one quick note. I mentioned in the department head meeting this morning, we're having some pretty serious logistical issues getting electronic equipment now. Obviously, there's a supply shortage, chip shortage, logistics shortage. Some of the stuff we ordered 3 months ago is still 2 months out. So I've encouraged departments to, if you have any technological needs for the rest of the budget year, probably better to get that order in sooner rather than later. And that's all I have.
Thank you, James. Moving on to Human Resources, Toby Whitten.
Good morning. Thank you. Human Resources has nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you, Toby. That's always a good thing. Moving on to Community Chest, Eric Schoen. See, he's with us today.
I am here. Good morning, Commissioners. It's good to be here. I'm sorry I've missed the last few meetings. I have a few updates. I'll start with, I think, the highlight. Normally, I save this for the last, but we were honored and surprised, because this came out of left field for us, to have been presented by Ide Bailey. Ide Bailey is one of the accounting firms that serves Northern Nevada. And they presented us. We were the first recipient of the first statewide award in Nevada called the Resourcefulness Award. They have awarded this award in four other states in their five-state region, and they opened it to nonprofits and agencies in Nevada. And we were the first one chosen by an independent, impartial panel to receive what they call the Resourcefulness Award. If there's any award that I would be happy to receive, it's something that recognizes us for our resourcefulness. I think that's part of our DNA. So not only did they help cover breakfast for our staff retreat and present us with a nice award, but they also gave us a check for $10,000. So that was a very nice moment and a wonderful recognition. And we were just thrilled to be on the receiving end of that. Programmatically, a couple of updates. We did have to shut down our before and after school program this last week because of COVID exposure event. We are back open today, so that's good news. The Early Childhood Education Center was not impacted. They were able to stay open through all of last week. And our CalBus program, which has been furloughed for about a year and a half now, basically since COVID started, is now primed next week. We wanted to start this week, but we had to do some shuffling because of the COVID exposure. We're hoping to start our first CalBus stop in Mark Twain beginning next week. So that's good news. And then from there, we're hoping to get the rest of the CalBuses up and rolling as well. So hopefully soon, we'll have all five buses rolling on the roads. Now, last but not least, it is the season, just the season, November 2nd. Our angel tree, you should be seeing those soon throughout the community. I'd say within the next couple of weeks, we're going to try to have those up. So remember, the Angel Tree program is designed for folks who, well, they can either ask to be put on the tree if they need a warm weather item of any age. That can be a kiddo or a grown person, or somebody could put somebody on there if they want to, if they know their neighbor needs a warm coat, for example. But that's those are the angels, those people who need warm weather items to get through the winter. And people can also help by being angels when they see those angels on those trees, picking those up and doing some shopping to make sure those items can be purchased. So that's all I have for today.
Thank you very much, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thanks, Eric.
All right, sure. Thanks again. Senior Center, Stacy York. you with us today? I do see somebody from one of our nonprofits. Erica, did you have anything for us today?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I do briefly. I just wanted to give a couple updates. We are going to be hosting the State Historic Preservation Office community forum in our art studio. This is open to the public and specifically might be of interest to county participants Story County employees such as Mike Northen. And this is to open up conversations around the Commission for Cultural Centers and Historic Preservation grant program and their 10-year plan, which focuses on how they're going to identify and prioritize funding for historic buildings and archaeological sites. So that will be held. I've just switched pages. That will be held on November 9th at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Art Center in the art studio. So I would encourage everyone interested to participate and come for that. We don't expect it will last more than 2 hours. And then as a follow-up, we wanted to thank the community for showing up for Halloween Tricks, Treats, or Arts at the Art Center on Sunday. That was fun to watch the kids participate, and we got a lot of nice feedback. And then also, just to note, through the end of the year, we have posted our Edible Art with Chef Pete Imaginations Kids Art Classes on our website for those interested in participating in those. And then, of course, we are hosting our annual holiday fair. And we will be partnering with the Senior Center, as always, in collaborating with marketing and cross-traffic. So with that, that's the end of my report, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Thank you, Erica. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Erica?
I have none, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again, Erica. Moving right along to the DA's office. Anything coming out of there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, nothing to report today.
All right, that's more good news. Thank you, Keith. Moving on to the county manager, Austin. What do you have for us?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of things here. The strategic plan is still moving along with Linda Ritter, and she's almost done with all of the appointed departments. She's working on VCTC, HR, my office, and planning at this point, as well as possibly some others. We'll be bringing that up here to this board likely before the end of the year to align it with the mission and vision that you all discussed earlier. And then at that point, then we'll start working with the elected offices, as each of them have their own unique NRSs and requirements. So we're separating them for that reason. So it's moving along. Just a reminder to the community, on November 18, there'll be a town hall at 5:30 in the Piper's Opera House. And that will be really an open forum, but two things that will be discussed is tourism in relation to the residential community. Danny Dotson will be there for that component. We'll both discuss it. And then there will be some discussion on water and sewer and just kind of how that overall fund works and just kind of an education. And then the remaining of the hour will be pretty much open forum, anything people want to talk about. Next is working on right now our existing geographic information systems program that we have to provide a limited access link over to EDON and NNDA. So that they can use it to help promote properties throughout Story County when they're looking for places to land companies. They'll be able to click on a parcel and see the ownership of the parcel, the acreage, and other information. And we're hoping to be able to get on there the marketing folks that are involved in selling those parcels. And it'll be mostly for commercial. We're going to block out residential and other types of information that really aren't pertinent to economic development. So that's in the works right now. And then lastly, as far as Laura Mather and her team with Honey in Community Relations, I just want to remind you that they're working almost daily with the Porter Group on ARPA funding and other federal funding right now that's pending congressional action. There's daily discussions going on, not only that, but between them and Cortez Masto's office and Amade's office, Rosen's office, and others, just to try to get money that's coming lined up with projects in the county that are needed. water and sewer is a priority, and there's some other things that are infrastructure related that we're trying to get these things lined up with. And that is one of the reasons we're doing the water and sewer study with Far West Engineering right now, is to make that project shovel ready. And then we're doing some things to make other projects shovel ready as well. So that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Austin?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
All right, Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report. Last but not least, Clerk's Office. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate all staff and their updates. That brings us to board comments. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman.
I have nothing to add today. Thank you, Jay, very much.
All right, Vice Chairman?
I have just one thing, and that is that the Commission for the Reconstruction of the Virginia and Truckee Railroad is looking for some seasonal help to on the Polar Express. And there are some volunteer positions, but also some paid positions, things like parking attendants and retail, selling merchandise, hot chocolate attendants. I'd sing the song from the movie, but I'd probably get sued for violating copyrights and doing it badly, so I won't. But anyway, if anyone's interested, they're welcome to contact me. A press release just went out. I'm sure there's information on the commission's website as well, but I'm happy to forward that to them. I think we're running 17 nights through November and December. Actually, we added a few more. Anyway, that's what they're looking for is people to help make sure, as you know, things are a little tight in the labor market. And so we just want to make sure that we can bring that holiday cheer and make sure that everything functions properly. So that's it.
Great. Thank you for that update. I don't have anything real nice to talk about, but I do want to mention that Story County lost two longtime residents. Carl Woodmansee passed. I know he will be missed. And then over the weekend, we lost Fred Garrett. Most who knew him was Mr. G. He had an antique store on B Street, or antique stop. If you ever drove on B Street and he was sitting out there in his chair, he'd throw you a wave. Just want to say those two folks will be greatly missed. And that's all I have today as far as board comments. So. And that will cover us. We'll move on to item number 9, which is discussion only. Presentation and discussion by John Strahan on Story County Veterans Center project, sponsored by the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and recent fundraising methods and efforts at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for this project, and the vision for support of veterans who live in Story County and or work at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and otherwise. Are you going to be handling this, or we got
Mr. Strahan? Yeah, come on up.
Thank you. Just make sure you state your name for the record.
Thank you. Do you have one extra?
Yes.
For the record. All right. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Good morning. My name is John Strahan. I'm a member of the VFW Post 8071 here in Virginia City. And on behalf of the Post, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to come before the commission and talk about our project we have going on. I've given you a packet for your reading and a little more information for later on. And let's give you a little history on why we're standing here today and what we've got going. I've personally been a member of the VFW Post up here for 2 years. I'm a retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army combat veteran, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan. As many of our members, well, all of the members of the VFW are combat veterans from Korea, Vietnam, World War II, Somalia, Gulf War I, Panama. So the VFW in itself is over 100-year-old national organization supporting veterans in their communities. Bring that down locally, we've had a post here in Virginia City since 1946. This year, we've celebrated our 75th year of an active post in Virginia City. Our roster is approximately 100 people, with about 30 to 40 currently active in the post, attending the monthly meetings and involved in post activities. So, like many other VFW posts around the country, we have a history of not only helping veterans, but supporting the community in various ways as detailed in the information there. Scholarships, senior center, hands-on work for, we get requests to come to the post and come to our meetings through the community. A person in the town needs stairs fixed in their house. They need snow shovels. They need electrical work. They need something done, handyman stuff. That's another aspect of what we do besides just fundraising and doing veteran support. Also, like many other posts, we've decided it's time to have what we would consider a commonly called a post home or VFW hall. There isn't one in Story County nor in Lyon County. And in my short time in the post, I've learned about a project we have going to get this together. And our post members surprisingly have raised enough money to purchase a lot at 491 C Street, just north of the Fourth Ward School. So taking this a little further, we've got a set of plans. They're going through the approval. I want to say engineering and architecture right now. Construction is at least a year, year and a half down the road. So we're still in the infancy of this. But one of the things we need to do is put money together to raise money to build this post home. And I've inherited the post home building committee fundraising project. That's again why I'm here today. So we have to look at what's the benefit to the community, what's the benefit to the veterans, and what's the benefit of a post home in Virginia City. So the first thing I wanted to do is get away from the term of post home, because you think of the VFW hall, bunch of old veterans sitting around having drinks and telling war stories. We're more than that. We're a service organization for both veterans and the community. So we're looking to do a veteran and community service center. On that line, we've got a commitment already. I've brokered with the State of Nevada Office of Veteran Services to provide a veteran service officer at the facility. We also have the ability to provide employment, counseling, mental health services, veteran education benefits, as well as a portal to veteran health care and disability claims that veterans can file. So this is, again, standard for all VFWs and veteran services. So if we can put a home in Virginia City or a building in Virginia City, that's, you know, it's a goal to have this year. I think Virginia City has a very strong veteran community, as does Story County, have a lot of veteran support. So we have to look a little further down the road. Next door is Lyon County. Lyon County is also strong in veterans and veteran population. A neighboring county, this facility would serve them as well. As far as the community benefit, we're branding this and marketing and working this as a community type hall. Well, I realize there's a very active senior center here in Story County. We can be a partner to them. We can be a partner to the county for county type activities, for community activities. A suggestion came to me one day during a meeting about use of the building. Okay, so say the State of Nevada wants to come up, do some type of health services clinic. Now we have a building, a facility. We can lend out, you know, portions of that for them. So there's second and third order effects at the physical level for the community. As far as for the veterans, a place for veterans to come together, both residents, visiting, and members of the post, just to be veterans, to talk among other veterans about experiences, problems, issues, and successes that they've had in their lives. As we know, suicide among veterans is the number one concern in this country. 22 a day, I believe, was the last recorded statistic that came out about that. So reaching our veteran community for mental health, mental wellness, suicide prevention. Again, these are all portals that are available through the VFW and through a veteran service center. And this is one of the things that we're promoting. We're looking 3,200 square foot, two-story building, cost somewhere around $750,000. Right now, through generous donations of the businesses, we're approximately $80,000 right now, and we've just begun. I would say that Elon Musk and the Musk Foundation. Get rid of that. So on that note, Mr. Chris Thompson, and he has introduced me to several of the businesses in the TRI complex. Again, Story County, this is something that's going to continue with fundraising and fundraising efforts and things. We've been researching some grants. We have an application we're writing right now for the Pennington Foundation. I'm not sure if we're going to qualify. They're mainly a 501c3. We're a 501c19. We can cross that bridge because we do have the ability to send the money through a c3. We also have a grant application pending before the NRA for a community type development grant. And there's more out there. It's just, this is something I'm learning as we go along the way. So I wanted to come to the commission, present this to the commission, and let you know what we've got going on and what we're trying to do for our veterans and the community. Do you have any questions?
Commissioner Gilman, I'll go to you first.
No questions. Thank you. Okay.
Vice Chair?
No questions. I think this is a very worthy project, and I'm fully supportive. I am also thankful to Mr. Thompson for getting behind it as well and making some good connections and providing some backing to the efforts. And I will continue to support the project going forward.
Thank you. I don't have any questions for you either, but we'll echo what Commissioner Mitchell said. I definitely think it's much needed to hear that there's not one in Lyon County either. It's a little mind blowing. They got a much larger population, but, you sound like you're on the right track, and we'll probably have a VFW hall before you know it. So thank you for your efforts so far.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I do have something.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, is the vision, so I'm seeing, main floor kind of a meeting room and that kind of stuff. Just to confirm, the vision there is for it to be used for post activities, but also for community activities, potentially for event rentals and other things as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I certainly appreciate everything that the VFW does in this community.
All right. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Chris Thompson, Project Manager, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I'm giving part two of the presentation today, and I'm going to be asking the county for help on this. As some of you know, I'm a retired full colonel of the United States Army and Army National Guard. I'm a graduate of the United States Army War College. I commanded combat arms units all the way from platoon up to regimental level. I served in Operation Desert Storm. I served 5 years on the Iron Curtain at the height of the Cold War. I served in the heart of Compton and Watts during the Rodney King riots. And I just say that I've got, I think I'm qualified to speak on the issue of care of veterans and care of people that are coming home from combat. I want to ask you at the end of my comments, brief though they may be, I'm going to be asking you to provide, to put an entry in next year's budget for a grant for this construction of some, significant amount. And I'm also going to ask you at the end to have your grants writing person keep on the lookout for grants that may be available. And I think she's already been working closely with John on one particular grant. But so those are my two kind of bottom line up front. But I want to express from my personal experience, this works with veterans groups like this and how it saves lives. Just today, on Fox News, on the front page, the White House announced a new program to reduce veterans and military active duty member suicides. They reported, according to the White House, that in the last 10 years, since 2010, 65,000 veterans and active duty military service members have committed suicide. In 10 years, 65,000. That is more than the combined deaths in Vietnam, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and Panama during the 50-year period from 1968 through today. 65,000 veterans committed suicide. My brother is one of my little brother Mark is one of those 65,000, and I want to talk a little bit about what happened with him that a group like this can help prevent. So my brother was, he joined ROTC, United States Army. He went on active duty service in the United States with some combat units, brigades. He came up to his 4 years that he was required to serve by ROTC. And myself and my father talked him into re-upping as an officer to stay in. We felt it was a good time for promotion. The Army was expanding at that point in time. So I felt responsible somewhat that I talked him into staying in the Army. He deployed as a captain to the Iraq War in 2003. He was a company commander. He was with the 1st Brigade into Baghdad. And when they got there, they set up a base, kind of a protective enclave base. But he and his guys, the people he commanded, were subject to drive-by shooting and mortars just about every day. And you couldn't, he always explained to me that it was tough then that you couldn't tell who the civilians were and who the combatants were, which made it harder to return fire on these people. So he got home but he was a totally different man when he came home. You could tell he had emptied out his soul. He had emptied out everything that he had that people can go to when they have suffered, when they have loss or they have hurt. Or they have injury in life, all that he had left it on the ground over there in Iraq. He at that point in time, as is now, when you come home, there's no cooling off period. Coming home from combat, you go straight from the sand right into the housing area at your base of record. That's a hard transition. It's difficult to make that. They're also as a leader, as an officer or not commissioned officer, or even as an experienced soldier or Marine or sailor coming home, there is no mental health provided for that transition period, because historically people don't want to be offering up, I'm having issues, I'm having nightmares, I'm having problems dealing with this, because your career's over. And you don't, at the end of the day, you don't want to leave your guys. You don't want to leave the people that you've developed this strong bond with. So you don't want to talk about it. I mean, that's what you're thinking inside. So he didn't get any care coming home. There was no cooling off period. There was no transition training about how to deal with it. They said there was, but it was like 2 weeks at the same psychiatric office where the one guy shot the 12 people about a year later, which was obviously the report said that they were in horrible shape. So, but what that means is, and my little brother deteriorated after that. He, about 8 years later, he took his own life deep in the grips of post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, it's hardcore. Again, he just had nothing left. But a veterans group like this and these kind of services can really help save lives. That's why veterans, that's why we go to reunions. That's why we hang out with other veterans, because you can talk about things that you never could talk about with anybody else. You can talk about the experiences. You can talk about that one nightmare that you keep having over and over and over. Veterans understand what that is, and it helps soothe that the post-traumatic stress syndromes. So veterans groups like this can mean everything. Will they save every life? No. But could they save a lot of lives? Absolutely. So to me, in terms of everything that you guys do to save lives, with the exception of perhaps the sheriff's department who does that every day, but everything that you guys could do that could save lives, this may well be the most important thing that you can do in terms of supporting a group in your community. At just like 65,000 suicides in 10 years, it's just horrible. So I would just ask the county and Mr. County Manager and Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Commissioner to consider making a sizable direct grant to this group for their construction in next year's budget. And I'd ask you to immediately discuss with your grant writer to be on point, on the lookout, and to contact John Strahan if any grants come up that look like it might be suitable for this group. So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. County Manager, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. Any questions of me?
I'll start off with Commissioner Gilman.
I have no questions. Thank you, Jay.
Vice Chairman?
No questions. Thank you, Chris.
I don't know that I have any questions for you, Chris. I do sympathize. I've had some family in the military. Fortunate, I think everybody's doing all right, but I do applaud what the VFW is doing, we'll see what the county can do, to help this project along.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
County Manager Osborne, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just bring up the Porter Group that we work with, help us look for these sorts of things. And they themselves has just lost a veteran, as you're aware, and one of their own members. So they may be quite motivated at this point to maybe give us some guidance.
Good. Thank you.
Happy to look into it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do want to take any public comment that folks may have on this issue.
Donnie Gilman from the Mustang Ranch. We would like to offer a donation of $5,000 towards this project. I wish I could follow in Elon Musk's shoes, but I'm not in that trillionaire lifestyle yet. So, but that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Much appreciated. Any other public comment?
Gerald Antonoro, Story County Sheriff. Want to echo some of the stuff Mr. Thompson said. My son is a U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran from the Iraqi War, and services that are provided with groups like this would do him a world of good. I wish I could get him to move in that direction, but that's his issue. The other side of that, from a law enforcement perspective, it just so happens recently we've had a number of issues where services were needed for veterans. And right now we're required to reach out to Fernley, to Reno, to Carson City, trying to allocate resources, whether it's the death of a veteran and trying to make arrangements for their final passage, or whether it's actual services, medical services, things like that. And I'll tell you, even though they're not that far away, it is like pulling teeth to get anybody to come into Story County or to provide services for veterans. So what they're doing is a fantastic project, and anything that the county can do to help, more than supportive of. So
thank you for that, Sheriff. Is there any other public comment regarding this matter? Not seeing any public comment. I do just want to finish off by thanking everybody here for their service. I do see some friendly faces in the crowd that I know are in my neighborhood. And, again, I just wanted to thank everybody. Again, thank you for your service. We will look into it and go from there. So thank you for the presentation. Thank you. And thank you for those that made public comment and for the donation that was drummed up today. So nobody else is feeling generous right now. All right. With that said, we will move on to item number 10. This is discussion for public discussion and for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of memorandum of understanding between Story County and the Community Chest to allow the county to install certain microwave, radio, and other telecommunications equipment on CCI's Community Center building located at 175 East Carson Street, Virginia City, Nevada, for use by the county for its adjacent Story County Swimming Pool, Virginia City Senior Center, Miners Park, and other county facilities for use by the CCI to provide social and community services to the county, for the CCI to provide electricity costs for that equipment, and for the county to provide CCI certain computer and network technological troubleshooting, repair, and other minor technology services for equipment owned by CCI. Austin?
Okay, thank you.
Take this.
Our ultimate goal is to have agendas cover the entire page.
You're on the way.
We're getting there.
I
just want to mention that Eric Schoen is on with us. I believe he needs to depart just about 11 o'clock. So I'm going to give a very brief overview of this and then pass it over to Eric, what might be need to be discussed on his. But really what's going on here is just interlocal cooperation between the county and the community chest. Everybody has something to give in this program. And we're asking for an MOU that would allow us to put microwave and other tech equipment on their building that they own. And that would serve our needs for Miners Park, the swimming pool, some other county facilities in the area for broadband and internet connection, and also would allow the community chest on behalf of what they're doing for us to also connect into that internet and use it. We would also provide the community chest some kind of low-level miner tech stuff as far as fixing computers and network stuff, little things that they don't really need a full IT person for, but they could use a little bit of help. And I just remind everyone, the community chest provides the county telehealth services, teleconferencing, library services, the community center, youth and adult programs. So really it ties right into what community chest does already with the county as mutually beneficial program. I do want to thank our IT department and James Dean for working with Eric and putting a lot of this together and making it work. And at that point, I don't have anything else to say, but I know Eric is on there with us, and so is James Dean.
All right. Well, let's start off with Eric since he's on time constraints.
Yeah, I have nothing else to add. That was an excellent summation, Austin. So nothing to add. Hit the nail on the head.
There was a lot of buildup for that, Eric. That's it. All right. Thank you for that, Eric. James, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, just briefly. I think it's a nice collaboration between CCI and the county. It'll allow us to light up additional facilities and realize some cost savings with the DSL lines being turned off and things like that. So I think it's a win for everybody.
Fair enough. All right. Not seeing any more comments by either one of those three. I'll go to the public. Is there any public comment regarding item number 10? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to weigh in on regarding this MOU?
I don't. I'm so glad there's that kind of cooperation, but that's a Story County way. So thank you, everybody, for pitching in and supporting this. It's an important project.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Nor do I. At first, I thought we were just doing microwaves until I realized it was a radio tower. So I don't have anything to add on this. No public comment. So that just leaves us with a motion.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Story County and the Community Chest Incorporated, CCI, for CCI to allow the county to install certain microwave, radio, and other telecommunications equipment on CCI's Community Center building located at 175 East Carson Street, Virginia City, Nevada, for use by the county for its adjacent Story County Swimming Pool, Virginia City Senior Center, Miners Park, and other area county facilities, and for use by the CCI to provide social and community services to the county, for the CCI to provide electricity costs for that equipment, and for the county to provide CCI certain computer and network technological troubleshooting, repair, and other minor technology services for equipment owned by CCI.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, James. Thank you, Austin. And should be interesting to get that project started. All right, moving on to item number 11. Discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of website sales agreement with revised.com to replace, update, maintain, and provide for ADA and other compliance of the Story County official website in the amount of approximately $10,000, but not to exceed $15,000 for the first year of service, and in the amount of approximately $22,000 and not to exceed $35,000 for the remaining 3 years of service as specified in the attached agreement. Austin or James?
I'm going to let James go ahead. He's going to take this one.
All right, James, you got the floor.
Hello again, Commissioners. James Dean, IT Director of Story County. So we had a working group with administration and the comptroller, some of my staff here, and our social media expert, Rennell Dotson, And we had three competitive bids from our existing vendor, Revise, and another company, Civic Live. And Revise came back with probably the best proposal and all the bells and whistles that we'd like to see on our new website. It's basically going to be a fresh coat of paint for the Story County website. It's getting a bit dated. There's some outdated content. It's not that user-friendly. The document center could be improved. So all those things, as well as ADA compliance, have all been checkmarked. And we think it's just time to get a fresh coat of paint on the website, get everybody's department updated with current information, get some new pictures on there, make it a bit more user-friendly for not only the public, but also for internal staff. And we've decided that revise.com is probably going to be our best bet on that. You have any questions?
Thank you, James. Let me go to the public first and see if there's any public comment. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
So just to make sure I understand the structure of this is, if I understand it correctly, there's an annual subscription for updates and maintenance, and then the cost of the website redesign and implementation, we're anticipating that to be paid in the first year, split over the first 3 years on top of the annual.
Correct. It's a 4-year contract, and we've broken it up into annual segments so that we can defer the cost over the 4 years. The maintenance and the annual web hosting and all that is all included on an annual basis.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you, James. I am looking forward to getting that new website up and running. I know a lot of us, especially since COVID, have become pretty reliant on that website. And it'll be nice that quote unquote new coat of paint is very welcome. So with that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell moved to authorize the county manager to sign and approve a website sales agreement with revise.com to replace, update, maintain, and provide for ADA and other compliance for the Story County official website in the amount of approximately $10,000, but not to exceed $15,000 for the first year of service, and in the amount of approximately $22,000, not to exceed $35,000 for the remaining 3 years of service as specified in the attached agreement.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
All right. Bringing us on to item number 12, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us right up to item number 13, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve the purchase of a dozer and necessary modifications for the fire district, not to exceed $60,000. Chief Longcar?
Good morning, commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. This is something that we've had on a previous agenda, and the individual thought he'd had it sold. We were contacted and notified that that deal had fell through, so this dozer is available again. And just to summarize this, the dozers have always been a vital part of Story County's operations, especially in protecting our community from wildfire. This dozer is going to double our capabilities, as well as ensure that we do have one in the district at all times. Through our billing, we should be able to cover this cost with just what we profited this year off of our dozer being out on fires. And I'll take any questions that you may have in regards to this, but the $60,000 should put it fully in service and ready for next year's fire season.
All right, thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding item number 13 and the new dozer? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about this purchase?
Yeah, no questions. Thank you, Jay.
All right, Vice Chairman.
Chairman, I think we need to move quickly on this so that no time for comment, so it doesn't get sold out from under us again.
Good call. I'm ready for a motion.
All right. I-Fire Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve the purchase of a dozer and necessary modifications for the fire district not to exceed $60,000.
I'll second.
There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Before moving on, Chief Longcar, does that cover a light for your computer that those are purchased?
You know, I can work on that. I may have a spare one at the house I can bring down. Definitely a work light of some form.
Just hire somebody with a flashlight. It'd be good.
Here, this probably helps.
There you go. All right, moving on to item number 14, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve policy 065, a renewed policy that allows for paid leave for COVID-19 related reasons. Chief Longcar.
Commissioner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I think we probably missed something. Assistant DA Loomis has his hand up.
I do. Thank you. Jay, I may have missed this. Did you ask for public comment on item number 13?
I sure did.
Okay. Then we're good to go.
Thank you. All right, Chief, you're back on.
Okay. This COVID policy number 65 is essentially a policy we put into place initially when COVID came out. We did renew it in December, and it ran till July 1st, at which time it ended. Because we are still heavily involved in COVID within our communities, and even more so as an effect to the agency now, as we're getting more cases within our own staff, and we put on a lot of new employees that just simply don't have the sick leave to cover the time when they're doing what's right, and that's staying away from work if they do test positive or they have the symptoms. So I'm asking to bring this policy back and put in something for our staff to help cover them in this time while they're still out dealing with the community and still dealing with COVID, to help cover them so they're not going without paychecks by doing the right thing. So this policy would be retroactive back to July 1st, and it would continue through December 31st of 2021, so up until the new year. It is attached, and I'm willing to take any questions you may have on it.
Thank you, Chief. Let's go to the public first. Does anybody have any public comment regarding item number 14 and the approved policy? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything you want to weigh in on?
You know, the only comment, I think this COVID has challenged so many businesses in the nation and in our county today. It's been a real challenge to manage it and take care of the folks that are certainly impacted. So this appears to me to be a very probable and something that we should definitely support. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman?
I'm supportive. Thank you.
All right. And I don't have any questions either. So with that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I fire Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve policy 065, leave for coronavirus COVID-19 related reasons as presented.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Let's move on to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to approve an amendment to the interlocal contract between public agencies of the State of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy and the Story County Fire Protection District to increase the maximum amount of reimbursement from $811,474 to $2,111,474 due to higher than expected cost settlements. Chief Longcar.
Yes, Commissioner. So this is an amendment to our existing agreement that covered us from 2019 up through 2022. And the GEMT is basically, they cover the difference of what we bill for our services for our ambulance transports to Medicare patients. So because there is a difference, the state has this program set up to reimburse us, to give us, make us whole, as if we were transporting just a normal person. So they found that they're getting higher than expected numbers in. So over the course of these 4 years, we're looking to increase the amount we can be reimbursed from Medicaid by $1.3 million. So this is just a good opportunity for us to put more money back into our ambulance program that's covered under this agreement.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding item number 15? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything you want to chime in on about this?
I certainly have no problem with this. Great job.
All right. Thank you, Vice Chairman.
Good.
All right, as am I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve amendment number one to the interlocal contract between the State of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy and the Story County Fire Protection District, and authorize the district fire chief to sign.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chief. Yep. Moving on to item number 16 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us on to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the Far West Task Order number 43 for the Story County Road Rehabilitation Project for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $75,100. Jason, where's Vicki?
Hello, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Morsbicki for the record. This task order number 43 consists of project management, surveying, mapping, staking, bid documents, bidding assistance, construction admin support, materials testing, and overseeing for the listed streets of Jumping Frog will get a slurry seal, I Street is a grind and overlay, K Street is a grind and overlay, D Street is a chip seal, and then Dayton Toll Road is a full reconstruct, E Street is a slurry seal. Much of this also includes current surveying as well. So this asks for your guys' approval for the $75,100 so we can proceed and get this project out to bid to get going early spring.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Is there any public comment regarding item number 17? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions?
I have none. Thank you, Jay.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, sir.
All right, and neither do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, make a motion to approve Far West Task Order number 43 for the Story County Road Rehabilitation Project for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $75,100.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, moving on to item number 18. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-633, a resolution setting grade and salary range for employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2021-2022 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with adjustments to the emergency management director position. Toby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is essentially just an update to the chart for the appointed salary grades. This adjustment is only applying to the emergency management director. After significant changes to that job description and a salary study was done on that particular position, we are proposing to change the salary grade from a 140 to a 144 for the emergency management director. We've also removed the flat rate salary for the part-time position that was filled by an emergency management director in the past. So this is the only change being proposed on this chart at this time.
All right, thank you, Toby. Is there any public comment regarding item number 18? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything you want to chime in on regarding this?
I have no comment, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. And I don't have any questions either. So would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-633, a resolution setting grade salary ranges of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2021-22 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with adjustments to the emergency management director position.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 19. This is discussion for possible action. to consider and possibly approve resolution number 21-634, determining that the reconveyance of APN numbers 005-061-41 and APN number 005-061-52 to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center LLC is in the best interest of the county and its residents, providing for the issuance of an offer of reconveyance by the county to TRI and providing for the execution of a deed or reconveyance if TRI accepts the offer of reconveyance.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, under precaution, I do hold a pecuniary interest out in the TRI park, and I think it would be prudent that I recuse from discussion or voting on this matter.
All right. Noted, Commissioner Yeoman. Thank you. Moving over to Assistant DA Loomis, are you going to handle this one?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman. The county owns the two parcels that are identified in the agenda, which presently contains a drainage way that was dedicated to the county by the TRI Center. Some of the abutting landowners desire to have railroad spurs placed on the in the area of the drainage way so that they can have railroad access to their properties, and have asked for easements. Now, the process of granting an easement by the county is somewhat complicated. And so the proposal was made that perhaps the county could reconvey the two parcels back to TRI Center because it would be simpler for a private entity to issue those easements than it would be for the county. The benefit to the county is that we would no longer be responsible for maintaining the drainage way, nor would we be liable if something goes wrong with the drainage way. That would be, and so that is, under NRS 244-290, we are authorized to reconvey property that was dedicated to us if the reconveyance would be in the best interest of the county or the problems with maintaining it are unduly burdensome to the county. And both of those are expressed in the resolution that is before you today. And what that would do is reconvey the properties back to TRI Center. TRI Center proposes to in turn, convey it to the TRI Owners Association to maintain and to grant the easements if that's what they're inclined to do. The Owners Association already owns some other drainage facilities that they currently maintain. And so I think it would be in the best interest of the county to go ahead and reconvey those back to TRI Center with the idea that we're relieving ourselves of liability and we will not have to maintain those drainage ways.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Keith?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. And I do not have any either. Austin, you don't have anything to chime in on?
I could, but I think Deputy DA Loomis did a fine job. So
great.
We certainly supported his staff.
Okay. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell moved to approve resolution 21-634, the proposed offer of reconveyance and the execution of a deed of reconveyance if TRI accepts the offer of reconveyance and authorize the chairman to sign.
All right, I will second that motion. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. And welcome back, Commissioner Gilman. Moving on to item number 20, to recess to convene as the Brothel Licensing Board of Story County. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion for possible action. Appeal of brothel work card denial of Augusta Towle, sorry if I butchered the last name, by the Story County Sheriff's Office pursuant to Story County Code 5.16.220G.
Mr. Chair, if I may, Lance Gilman here. Once again, in the interest of an abundance of caution, I'm going to, I do hold a pecuniary interest in one of the businesses that are a subject of this issue. And so I'm going to recuse from either discussing or voting on this matter. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you, Commissioner. Sheriff?
So I'll start out on the bright side of things with the things that we've been doing over the last several years. It's been a number of years since we've been before the board on this type of an issue, as demonstrated by having to search high and low for language. But to the issue at hand, this is more a situation where we have a host of little issues that I don't think any single one of them is overcomable. But the board can now give me direction should we have this occur again in the future, because this is kind of unique from problems we've seen in the past. This particular applicant had a disclosure issue. I hate to say the veracity of her disclosure. However, because there were some court actions involved that could have affected that, but it was an improper disclosure of past conduct. Mm-hmm. However, that past conduct was as a juvenile, which the board has said we're not looking at juvenile conduct. And then, of course, that past conduct was also a felony, which I don't believe that the ordinance really addresses as it applies to a juvenile. I don't think that the ordinance envisioned a juvenile having a felony conviction. In this instance, it was a property crime, so it's not a crime of violence, so that's not really a concern. I hate to say it, had she have not disclosed at all, then we would have seen that on the background and done the math, said juvenile, no harm, no foul, let's go forward. But then we have the accuracy of the disclosure that the applicant made on the application. So and those are the three big issues that we have. Like I said, I think it's more this way. I would have no issue if the board approves this applicant, but I need some guidance for my office should we see something like this going forward.
Okay.
I don't know if Mr. Gilman wanted to offer anything.
No, again, Sheriff is accurate here. The information that was disclosed is when she was a minor. She didn't have to do that. Unfortunately, my management did not catch that. And had we caught that and redone the application, we'd not be sitting here. So my apologies for that. And we'll just strive better to do a better job in the future if this applicant is granted her work license. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm sure Keith's going to jump in here. So let me understand correctly. Aside from approval or denial of this work card today, you are looking for some guidance should this issue arise in the future?
The approval or denial of this card provides my office with guidance.
Perfect.
We don't have to readdress ordinance issues or anything. It's just what the board appetite is for this type of a circumstance. Okay. In the past, we've already addressed the issue that if it's a juvenile offense, we really don't get concerned with it. You know, if it were a crime of violence, we would be here discussing that. This is not. But like I said, there's also I don't know that the ordinance really envisioned a felony conviction as a juvenile, but in this case, it's a property crime. So I don't know that it's a huge issue, but no, just the decision of the board will provide the guidance Perfect. That my office needs going forward.
Perfect. Sounds good to me. All right. With that said, is there any public comment regarding item number 21? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or concerns regarding this matter?
I don't think so. Just to make sure that I understand the issue and how, I guess, what a yes vote and what a no vote means, if you will. What's being brought to us is an appeal of a work card denial. Is that
correct?
Is that an accurate way to frame? And so we would, if we were in favor of supporting the appeal, that's what we would vote in favor of, as opposed to voting against the work card denial.
Well, that would depend on the motion that is made.
Understood.
So, but yes, if depending on the motion, it would be in support of the granting of the work card.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And with that in mind, with should we potentially include language in that motion that specifically references why we're supporting the appeal? Just to make super clear for future instances like this.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know that we've ever given real specific information in the past on a work card denial. It's either support the denial or go ahead and issue the card type of a deal.
Okay.
The takeaway, and that would become codified in our office procedures, to where if there were a like circumstance going forward, we would kind of know what the flavor of the board is and how we would proceed with it from there.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. I don't have any questions. Seems pretty clear. With that said, Commissioner Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready for a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the appeal of the brothel work card denial of Augusta. Do we know the pronunciation on the last name?
I said Tolly.
Tolly. Tolly. By the Story County Sheriff's Office pursuant to Story County Code 5.16.220G, and further move to approve the issuance of a work card for this person.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen, for both being here.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item number 22 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number 23, which is discussion for possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding SCR 11, formerly known as BDR 1109 and 1148, Interim Legislative Committee to study innovation zone draft legislation and properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Commissioner Gelman here once again. We have considering this particular issue in past meetings, and I have, again, in a moment of caution, taken the position that I should recuse from discussions or voting on the issue. So I will pursue that same course, and I'll recuse today. Thank you.
Noted, Commissioner Gelman. Thank you. County Manager Osborne, take it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record. As you're probably aware, not much has changed regarding SCR 11 on innovation zones. The committee down in Carson City has not convened in the month of October. We don't believe that they're going to convene again, but we're just still monitoring and watching to see what happens down there. At this point, as we're all aware, that the blockchains group has pulled its request for innovation zones and related correspondence. I do want to let you know at this point that I am preparing a draft letter pursuant to AB 240, which was in 2019, that says that county managers in the region, Washoe, Lyon, Douglas, Story, and Carson City, are to meet and convene once a year and come up with local reports and then an all-inclusive report and send that to the AB 40 or 240. It's not a committee, but send it to the legislature as a discussion of what kind of regional coordination discussions and resources and conversations are happening regarding the region and economic development and housing and transportation and those sorts of matters. The SCR 11 materials will be included in my letter about our support for Painted Rock and technologies. And regardless of whether there is a innovation zone or not, our master plan still supports the smart city or whatever you want to call it at Painted Rock and other developments that support the region with transportation and other elements. I think it's probably important just to mention the board gave direction at the last meeting regarding the economic development officer. A portion of that person will also be dedicated toward coordinating with RTCs and regional transportation and trying to provide, just regional support and be part of the region in these conversations about various matters. So that letter should be prepared here shortly. Jeff Page in Lyon County is the coordinator this year. Last year, Washoe County coordinated it, so we're sharing it. And I'll get that letter over to him, and then we'll have a conversation with Washoe County. So at this point, I would ask, since we are still in the legislative interim season, that I ask that this board still reaffirm the April 6, 2021 letter that supports Painted Rock, supports technologies, supports cryptocurrencies and those sorts of matters, but opposes innovation zones as the method to make these things happen. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 23? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, do you have anything?
No, thank you.
Neither do I. So would you entertain a motion then?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff, lobbyists, and professional services to continue appropriate research, analyses, and actions on SCR 11, the Innovation Zone Interim Study, which will best protect and represent the county, to continue opposing separatist government concepts, and to promote economic and land development, including a PUD at Painted Rock, through existing legal framework and the 2016 master plan of Story County, regardless of the status of the legislative interim committee.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin, for that update. I look forward to the day we don't have those anymore. Bringing us on to item number 24, welcome back, Commissioner Gilman. This is for discussion and possible action, consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through E. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding the second reading?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, I don't either. So if you'd entertain a motion, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 24 as items A through E in the agenda.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations to all those businesses. Moving on to item number 25. This is the second and last public comment. If there's any public comment related to anything not on the agenda, now is your chance. As a reminder, star six to unmute yourself or use the raise your hand feature. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right along to item number 26, adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:29 and this meeting is over.